So it's a good practice, expected practice, really, to go to confession during during Lent. So you guys have been keeping us pretty busy. Business has been good. The sin business has been excellent, and so thank you for that, keeping us busy. You know, it's good to have a refresher. So maybe we just, especially in light of these readings, a little bit of instruction, but also inspiration, I hope, especially when we go to confession, and you know, to make a really good examine before you go. It's interesting, if you were to, let's say, maybe somebody hasn't been at confession in a year, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years since their first confession. Huh? These things happen, right? And don't ever think for one second that we're anything but overjoyed when you come to confession. And I'll tell you what, and I even say this to people, if somebody were to confess and say, it's been, oh gosh, it's 40, 50 years. Do you know how happy you make us when you come, and anytime, but after a long time? And I'll say, do you understand how the Lord is working in your life right now? The Holy Spirit has kind of moved you to come? That's unbelievable. Whatever's going on in your life, praise God. So don't ever think, oh, I can't go because it's been so long. No, you make our day. So first of all, there's that. But then, you know, when we talk about good examine, like, what do we say? So let's say somebody's, for sake of argument, it's been 50 years since I've been to confession. And I go in and I say, bless me, Father. It's been a long time. Well, how long? Oh, upwards of 40, you know, 50. And it's like, all right, wonderful. And I'm guilty of anger. I'm like, all right, keep going. You can do it. Come on, you're a saint in the making. If that's it, after 50 years, anger, there's so much more. See, the Lord loves it when we give him what we have. He says, I thirst. What does he thirst for? Our sins. Our love. What's our love? I love you more than how difficult going to confession is or how embarrassed I am to say these things. I love you, and I'm giving it all to you. So don't ever hold back. Which means you got to do good preparation. Even after a week, there's more than one thing. Usually. But the longer you go, the more there is to say. So just as a guide, we have this beautiful first reading in Exodus. There's no more appropriate guide for our examination of conscience, which you do like the end of every day. Maybe even write a few things down. So that when we go to confession on a regular basis, just so that we are always getting everything out, we're not forgetting stuff. But if you were to say, out of these 10, what are the most important ones? The first three. You got the first tablet and the second tablet. The first tablet is the first three. The second tablet is the second seven. The first three is about God. The second seven is about us and how we get along with each other. If you get the first three right, you're going to get the second seven right. So the first three are the most important. And that's our relationship with God. What does God say? He says, you shan't have any other gods before me. No idolatry. God, and it's not saying God is jealous and he says, I don't want you playing with anybody else. God is saying, I got to be the center. For this to work right, I have to be at the center. So all these other things you've got that are in my place, you need to get them out of that and put me there. And then all those other things will interact in relationship to me, and so it'll be okay. Get me first. You get me right. And that means I'm more important than your spouse, your kids, your money, your house, your entertainment, your fertility, your sexuality, how you speak, what you look at, where you go, what you do. I'm number one. You get that right. You get me right. All these other things are going to be okay. That's why the Lord's saying that. So you got to have me first. And how often do we have not God first? So that's what you confess. Okay. And then so you don't take the name of the Lord in vain. We think, oh, that doesn't mean I can't swear. Well, yeah, that means that, but it means more than that. To take the name of the Lord God in vain is basically to say, I'm using you, God, to get what I want. I call on you and I tell you what I want. You're like a little gumball machine or a Pez dispenser where I pull your head back and candy pops out. You just do what I want. You're here for me. That's when I take the name of the Lord and say, you do this for me. You're here for me. I want what I want when I want it. Now, pony up and do it, Lord. And he's like, none of that. You don't tell me what to do. I tell you what to do. You got to get me in the center, and then you got to follow me wherever I tell you to go. You got everything in your life in proper perspective, subordinated to my power. Okay, that's what that second one means. And finally, the third one, in the Sabbath, keep holy the Sabbath, in which is what you guys are doing. You guys are amazing. You are the cream of the Catholic crop, all right, because you're here today. And you're saying, even if you don't want to be, there's something about you being here that you have this deep Catholic intuition that says, I need to be here on the seventh day, so for the next 6 days, I can go out and do everything else in my life, my money, my marriage, my kids, my job, my language, where I'm going, what I'm looking at, who I'm talking to, how I speak. Everything is given the power of the transcendent to mirror God's power in the world, because you got God's power here. You come here on the seventh day, the Sabbath day, the day of rest, to let the Lord love you and delight in you. What did God do on the seventh day? He rested. What did that mean? It meant he delighted in us. He delighted in his creation. He said, this is so good. You are so good. You come here and God says, you're amazing. You're good. I love you. Now, take that love and for the next 6 days, get back to work, but live on my love. Work on my love. All that you do flows from my love. And do you know how much better our lives are because we're here this day so that we can go out the next 6 days and it shows his power? You know that, and that's why you're here. This is the Sabbath. It's rest. Lord, lay your love on me. Love me. Let me feel your love so that I can go out and share that love with others. First three are the most important. Because now you can go out and you can do the second seven. Honor your mother, father. Honor your family. Honor your relationships. Make sure that God is at the center of your relationships. Don't kill, which doesn't mean just not murdering somebody. It means stop the gossip. Stop the calumny. Stop, trashing people on social media. Stop being difficult. Stop being in people's faces. Stop driving like crazy in the parking lot. That's what that means. Stop killing. And adultery. It isn't just about infidelity in marriage. It's about infidelity in our relationships. It's about infidelity. Adultery is idolatry. So where have we got idols? Where have we put other people, things in the place of where God and our committed relationship should be? Don't steal. All right, we know that. But it's not just stealing money. It's stealing people's reputations. It's stealing people's emotions, whatever it might be. How do we steal? Bearing false witness, lying and cheating against people and coveting their house, their wife, their people. Why? Not because we want them, but because they have them, and I don't want them to have something I don't. That's envy and jealousy, huh? So it's all there. This is the great examine. And so what we're doing, when we make it a good examine, and we go into the confession, maybe even have our sheet, and you're like, I don't want to write a sheet down because then somebody might see what my sins are. Well, then tear it up in little pieces and throw it, flush it down the toilet, okay? Not our toilets, because we don't want them overflowing, but your toilet. Yeah, and so have a good examine. So when you go to the Lord, you give him everything. He thirsts for your sins, and the sins are evidence that you give him, are evidence of the love you have for him, because you love him more than your discomfort or your embarrassment or the difficulty of submitting yourself to this great sacrament that we have during Lent. That you're getting your temple purified. What did Jesus do? He went into Jerusalem. The first thing he did when he went into Jerusalem was go to the temple. And what did he do? He turned over the tables. He let the animals go. In other words, he stopped worship and he said, now it's about the temple of my body. Not this building, this temple in Jerusalem, but now it's the temple of my body. And brothers and sisters, do you understand that when you go to communion and receive the Lord, you become the temple of Christ's body? And so the very words that the people were saying to Jesus when he went into the temple to purify that Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest are the very same words he puts on our lips before we receive Jesus in the temples of our bodies. And so those words and these actions are basically saying, Lord, purify my temple. Purify the temple of my body so that I am worthy to receive Christ into my life, into my house, and to, you know, to make him first, to put him at the center, to not use him and just ask for things, and always to let him love me on the Sabbath so I can be a Seventh-day son and daughter all week. So that's what we do before we go to confession. It's a pretty good deal. You guys are amazing. You deserve that love. You deserve that mercy. Our sins bow down our conscience, but mercy raises us up to Christ, as the opening prayer said today. So yes, it was instructional today. And please make a good confession this Lent. Oh, by the way, I forgot to say this at the beginning. When we go, it isn't a time for conversation, all right? Especially when there's a line, and there's always a line. So you come in. You don't give explanations about what particular sins are, or try to justify them, or you don't give the sins of your spouse. None of that. But rather, kind of number. When there's a line, just get down to business. Say this, 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 and this, and let the priest give you a little counsel. Let him give you some encouragement. Let him give you penance. Let him give you absolution, the absolution of Christ extending his mercy over you, especially when there's a line, huh? And especially during Lent, there's always lines during Lent. And remember, every day of the week except Sunday, Tuesdays and Saturdays, twice a day we have confessions. And don't forget, we have Be Reconciled coming up, where three priests are in confessional from 9 in the morning till 8 at night, hearing confessions all day long. I forget what the day is, maybe the 22nd, but that'll be in the bulletin too. So you're the best. Cream of the Catholic crop, don't forget that. All right, just share that instruction. And share that inspiration with others. Amen.